Hello, hey there, and welcome to the Witch's Weather Report, your weekly energetic vibe check. I'm your host, Chelsea Mancini, writer, tarot reader, Aquarius Sun, Aquarius Rising, and Sagittarius Moon, bringing you all of the cosmic alien vibes. We're here to talk about the moon, to talk about the sky, what's going on with the planets up above, and how is it affecting us down here below. But most importantly, we're here for your weekly tarot reading. We're going to consult the tarot, let it encourage us, let it drag us, let it talk to us like a mirror and tell it as it is so that we can live our most aligned, authentic, and joyful life. Let's do it. Okay, happy Taurus New Moon Tuesday. Happy Taurus New Moon Day. Happy Tuesday. It is May 7th. It's May. It is May. Hey, it's me. It's Chelsea. It is your tarot reader, your witchy weather guide. This is the Witch's Weather Report, and we are here for a tarot reading to get an energetic vibe check, to get the cosmic assignment for the week so that we can move through this week with some intention and purpose, and a little bit of just direction or reflection from the universe. So welcome. If this is your first time, thank you for coming. If it's not your first time, thanks for coming back. Hey, happy to be here. Happy Tuesday. So jumping right in, last week we had the Magician. We were trying to figure out how to be bold, how to do this thing where we are the conduit and we take what is above and bring it down below and really step into that power of manifestation. And we also had that assignment to be discerning with our boundaries and where we're directing our time, energy, and attention. I hope we did that. It feels like we did. It feels like maybe we kind of shook out some of the last leaks. That's exactly what it feels like this week. It feels like we were shaking out some energy leaks or whatever, something leaky last week. And so we shall be rewarded. So let's dive right in. I am pulling a affirmation, a tarot card, and an oracle card. Nice deep breath. And today we're pulling, I am healthy. I am healthy. I honor my body and I'm grateful for the work it does for me. I nourish my body through self-care. I rest when I need to rest. I eat nourishing meals when I need to eat, and I exercise when I need to exercise. I am healthy. So very literal body, tangible health. Okay. I'll remind us all it's Taurus season and it's a Taurus new moon. Taurus rules our resources. They're very in the details of the structure, very in the body. Okay. And along with I am healthy, we are pulling the Queen of Wands herself, and we are pulling Sky Daddy. So the Queen of Wands being the, I don't know that I want to say most, because I think all, you know, in their highest energy, all of the queens are really on the same level, but with the Queen of Wands, it is obvious that she is incredibly comfortable with her sexuality, with her feminine power. She's not afraid to wield it. She's got this confidence. She's not afraid to be seen. She has a high level of self-respect and self-trust. And she's got her little witchy cat with her to really just help protect and direct, right? She is the fire witch. And we're pulling Sky Daddy. So Sky Daddy is this big energy of blessings. It is that first really, really nice spring day after a long, cold winter when the sun, like you have that moment where the sun is shining and you're like, oh, I haven't been depressed. Well, I have, but it's just because I am a human that needs sunlight. Like it is really that simple. The sunlight has brought me back to life. And that feeling of being brought back to life is the energy that we're talking about when it comes to Sky Daddy. This week, my friends, is all about standing in the warmth and the light and the strength and confidence of who you are in your body. Okay? Period. It's bringing this energy of boldness and assuredness kind of trickling in from last week. So we were getting started with that again. Last week we had, I'm pretty sure we had Fortune Favors the Bold, right? And we had the Magician. He was reversed. He was a little confused. He was trying to like figure it out. It's like his first year at Hogwarts and, you know, just trying to figure out how to cast the spells, what's the wand movement, all right? But knowing that it's not the tools, it's us, right? We are the conduit. We are the ones in our power. And the Queen of Wands is the perfect picture of that power. She's also like not really one to waste her time on shit that isn't her shit, right? So like knowing our strengths and weaknesses, knowing where to put our time, okay? And we talked about that last week with our discernment. So this week, it's just who we are. Who we are is somebody who focuses their energy towards the places, the people, the things that are going to give the best life to their vision, but give the best life to your vision. It comes from a place of self-awareness and knowing yourself and just knowing, I'm just going to not deal with that because I can't or I won't or it's not worth my time and energy, okay? There's a degree of, how do I want to say, connectedness, socialness. I see the Queen of Wands, I see Sky Daddy, and it's like the cards are both themselves staring right at me. And it's this, again, desire to connect, desire to be seen, and the knowledge that through being seen, we move more into alignment with our vision, right? It is through the connections, it is through others seeing our most authentic, true self that we get to this energy of this Sky Daddy that just wants to shower down the blessings and the warmth upon us, okay? So we're taking a look at how we can, wait for it, the words are coming out slow this morning. We're taking a look at our authentic, radical authenticity, okay? That is the cosmic assignment this week. It is unapologetically being ourselves, and that doesn't ever mean being mean or disrespectful or disrespecting who somebody else is, right? It just means we are in the energy of who we are and what we want, and that's how we move forward. That's how we progress through the week, okay? And I like our undertone of I am healthy and this idea of honoring our body, okay? Get enough sleep this week, my friends. Okay, new moon tonight, nice dark sky. Let's release, let's kind of turn inwards and get a good night's sleep, eat some good foods, drink enough water, have a rest. Okay, so while we do have this fiery, bold energy this week, it is still our nice, grounded Taurus season with a Taurus new moon. So we want to get our feet on the ground, get into our bodies, get into our environment, like noticing what's around us, how it makes us feel, and what environment makes us feel like our most authentic self, okay? How can we express ourselves that way? So it's this combination of this fiery, confident, social, forward-moving energy while also staying grounded, focused, rested. I like this combination of the Taurus energy with this fiery reading for us today because, like, if you pull something like this during Aries season, it's like, I immediately assume we're going to go burn ourselves out and like burn too bright and then like shrivel up. So this feels like it's coming from a more slow in a good way, right? Not like slow in a sticky way, slow in a confident, this is where my foot, I'm going to put it. And then I'm going to put my foot, the next foot in the next place. Okay. I keep thinking grounded, like, what's the word I want? It is, you know, it's like when you're confident until you feel no need to rush. Like, we're going to get there, okay? It's assured, it's sturdy, this bright boldness, that we're stepping into this week, okay? So cosmic assignment is, how are we living most authentically? How can we connect with our most authentic energy and stand in this energy of warmth, of possibility, of fulfillment, of that just everything is good feeling of that first sunny, sunshiny day of the year, okay? Just whatever that feeling is, that like coming back to life, that's the energy we're standing in this week, but like another level. Like we have come back to life and we're here to live that life very brightly, very boldly, very confidently. Queen of Wands. All right, my friends, thank you so much. Happy Tarot Tuesday. Happy Taurus New Moon. Go set those intentions and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Witch's Weather Report, my friend. Thank you for being here. It really, truly means the world. If you enjoyed this episode, send it to a friend who needs their vibe checked. And be sure to follow the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so that you don't miss an episode. And if you really, really, really want to cash in on some cosmic karma, leave a review about how much you loved it and let the good karma come your way. You can make sure to find me over on Instagram at Chelsea K. Mancini and hop on the email list for more writings and musings. And of course, check out my free resources that I have available. And if you're feeling ready to make some big shifts and make some big changes, go ahead and enroll in my course, What the Fuck? A Roadmap for Personal Revolution. Love ya, and we'll see you next week.